Blog Talk Radio.
They call me Mr. Motivator, and it's my stage name. I also perform not only motivational speaking, but I also perform stand-up comedy. And I'm looking at all of you guys here today, and I want to say to you, Derek is right. You see, so many of us have a lot inside of us, but for some reason,
welcome. You've just tuned in to the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm your host, Dwight Jeffrey, reminding you that success is yours if you dare to dream and keep thinking big. You will discover your purpose in life. And if this is your first time tuning in to the broadcast, and for you that are regular viewers, I would like to say to each one of you right now, put down that piece of chicken and that potato salad, because it's time for you to get some motivation and some inspiration. Before we get started, also, I would like to let you know that you can check out my blog, which is dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. That's dwightjeffrey.blogspot.com. And you can also check out my website, which is cmrmotivator.com. The letter C as in cow, MRMOTIVATOR.com. You've tuned in to another great broadcast. The title of our show today is The Road to Success. How many of you are looking for the road that leads to success? Each of us must make sure that we set goals and have a map, a guideline, a guidepost for where it is we're trying to get to. And the road that will get you to success, the road that will get you to where you need to be, is the road that's right for you. Have you often tried to get off of a road and say maybe there was a traffic jam or something happened and you ended up on a road and there you are, you're stuck in the middle of traffic and you have a destination, you have an appointment, and you want to get out of that traffic? You got to have, it's good to have an alternate route. It's good to have your GPS system set so that it can get you to another road to go around the traffic so that you won't be late arriving to your destination. I think in life, if we take the quality time to plan our lives out, to remember to pack the things that are necessary, and the things that aren't necessary, the things that are going to cause you to be late, the things that are going to overweigh you, you got to leave those things behind. I think one of the things that hinders a lot of people from getting to their destination, sometimes people take a lot of baggage with them. They take excess junk. They have things that they have no need of. They have things that get in their way, things that are meaningless. But for some reason or another, they want to take this baggage around with them everywhere they go. You can't take junk with you. If you got something that's not valuable and it's not working and it's taking up a lot of space, that can be a roadblock for you. That can cause your vehicle to to be overloaded. That can cause you to have problems. Some of us are in relationships that are meaningless. We're in relationships that pull us down. We're in relationships that drag us and make things hard for us. Some of us are in relationships that cause us to go to bed with worry and headaches. Some of us are in relationships that contain mental and verbal abuse. These relationships are filled with nothing but put-downs and insinuations and backstabbings and sabotages. You don't need that kind of baggage with you. If you're planning to head down the road of success, when you get on the road of success, the road can be smooth if you don't overload your vehicle with too much stuff, if you don't overload your vehicle with things that you don't need. You got to take the time out to examine your life and look at the best part about your life. Look at the valuable part of your life. Look at the talents and skills and the potential abilities that are within you, that are waiting, that are excited to get on that road to success. Because once you get on the road to success, the things that were placed inside of you will begin to light up. They'll illuminate your path. Those talents and gifts and skills that you have will open doors for you. They'll create friends, connections, and good relationships as you travel the road to success. But now, why is it you're not on the road to success? What is it that's holding you back? Have you gotten to a fork in the road and thought you were choosing the road to success, but you chose a road that you thought would get you there, and you found out that the road that you got, you started traveling down, was a road that led to nowhere? That's why it's so important for you to take an example to, that's why it's so important for you to take inventory of your life so that you don't get caught in the situation of going down an unnecessary road. Do you know what can happen when you take the wrong road? You know, when you get on the wrong road, it can be bumpy. The wrong road can have a lot of potholes. The wrong road can have a lot of turns and curves, and it can be small, and it can contain barricades. The wrong road can have obstacles. When you get past one, there's another obstacle and another obstacle. And not only that, the wrong road can be a bad road. The wrong road can damage your vehicle. It can knock your front end out of alignment. It can cause you to break one of your motor supports. It can cause you to mess up some good tires. The wrong road is a messed up road. And we have to pay attention in life, because you got to take notes along the way. You got to make sure that when you see the right road, you got to mark it down. You got to remember, hey, that is a good road. The next time I get on the highway, I want to travel on that particular road. That's the route I want to go. Because if you don't take inventory of yourself and making a full assessment of what you have and what's valuable in your life, and you end up taking the wrong road, guess what else can happen? That wrong road can lead to a dead end. And when you go to a dead end, that means you got to stop. And sometimes when you stop, it may not always be easy for you to turn around and go back the way that you came from, because you might have had to cross over some bridges that didn't seem to be too steady. And do you want to go back there again if you barely made it across the first time? There are people right now listening to me today. You've gotten on the wrong road, and the road that you thought was the road of success, this road took you down a highway. It took you down a highway to hell. You've lost everything. You've lost a spouse. You've lost friends. You've lost your assets, your resources, and there you are stranded. You're in a place where you're trying to make your way through the woods, through the trees, the bushes. You got to fight off the dogs. You got to fight off the wolves, the bears. You got to fight off the snakes. You're in a place where you're dealing with the elements because you did not get on the road to success. The road to success is the road that's right for you, the road that is designed for your life. The road to success is the road that's going to take you somewhere. Now, I'm not going to say if you get on the road to success, everything will always be perfect, because on the road to success, you got to remember that when you're traveling roads and highways, they are always under construction. When I worked as an engineer and I worked with designing the highways and bridges and making sure everything was okay, we constantly continue to come back. And we would have to do construction to upgrade, to make sure everything was good, because sometimes things get old and sometimes they deteriorate. And we'd have to come back and reconstruct those roads and put more concrete, put asphalt, and do different various things to make sure those roads were maintained. And so in life, the roads will always have to have construction. But when you're on the road to success, you're going to benefit, because every length of the way that you travel, you're going from one point to another. You're going from one destination to another. And so the road to success is a road that contains your life's journey. I read something once that said, success is a journey, not a destination. We all have a destination that we're trying to get to. But before we can reach that destination, we must take the trip. We must make that journey. We have to travel and take that journey in life. But if you get on the right road, it's going to lead you to all of the things that have been put in place for you to take advantage of and for you to enjoy, for you to connect to. But if you get on a bad road, you're not going to get connected to anyone. In fact, a bad road is going to disconnect you. You will end up getting cut off from people, places, and whatever because a bad road. No one wants to build anything. No one wants to set anything out in the wilderness on a bad road because they know that they're not going to have visitors. They're not going to have a lot of people coming by that particular route. If you watch a lot of the businesses that are successful, they want to get near a major intersection. They want to get on a good road. They want to get on a highway that is visible to everyone who travels the main intersection because they want them to see their business and they can turn in, get gas, or purchase items. Life isn't always easy, but it's what we do with our lives that get us to where we're trying to go. There is a scripture over in the book of Psalms. I think it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. You see, the road to success is a road that for a man who has purpose, the road to success is a road that has been built for that person. And that road has within it everything that they need to help them fulfill their purpose in life. But if you don't pay attention to the signs, if you don't study the map, if you don't look up the roads, you're going to end out there stuck in nowhere. I heard one young man say, you can't teach if you're not learning. Life is a learning experience. Life is a journey. You must learn as much as you can. You must strive to be the best. You must not squander your time, but appreciate your time and appreciate the opportunities along the way. You know, some of us, as we travel the road to success, we sometimes forget about the beautiful scenery that we saw along the way. We forget about the areas that we stopped at with our loved ones to have a picnic and to smell the flowers and to see the beautiful scenery, to just inhale the fresh air, to enjoy the moment. When we look back in life, these are the things that are going to be with you always. These are the things that are going to make your life rich. People that we encounter along the way. On the road to success, there are detours, of course. There are exits. But also, there are things put in place to help us redefine ourselves. Isn't it sad that some of us want to forget about our past? We want to forget where we came from. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you right now, you can't appreciate where you are and where you're going. You can't remember where you came from. You see, where you came from has a big significance in the attitude that you have right now. And if your attitude is to remember where you came from but not to dwell in it, you're going to travel that road of success and you're going to enjoy it. You're going to appreciate every learning experience on that road to success. But if you have a bad attitude, you're not going to get anything from your experiences. The only thing you're going to get from your experiences is to try to hide and to forget about the past, to run from it. You want to close your eyes. You want to erase the hardships. But if you don't run from it, you just realize that it was a part of you. It's a part of your maturity. It doesn't mean that you want to go back to it, but it means that your attitude will be different, and you're going to appreciate what you have and what you get, and you're not going to use it in a way that's going to destroy other people. It's important to learn in our lives, to learn what we can. When we are foolish, we want to conquer the world. But when we are wise, when we become wise, we want to conquer ourselves. What you are going to be tomorrow, you are becoming today. Be responsible to yourself. Be responsible to those around you. Be responsible to those that you lead. You can't lead if you can't learn. In order to be a good leader, you first have to become a good follower. And if you're not a good follower, how are you going to be a good leader? There was a saying that the Indians would say, you can't be a chief if you haven't learned how to be a good Indian. You must assess yourself and assess your talents and skills, abilities, and look at things with a positive attitude. You see, when you have that attitude and it's positive, it means that you have the ability to see people and situations in a positive way. When you're traveling down the road of success, you don't want to go over the speed limit, but you want to travel at the right speed, not too slow, but the speed in the middle that will get you from point A to point B. And you want to maintain a high energy level. That means when you're traveling that road, you want the strength and the stamina to stay focused and to keep working hard and to keep moving forward. Integrity must also be a part of your life. You got to be trustworthy. You have to have a good, solid character. You must have words to walk by, words to live by, so you can be consistent. And are you responsible? All of us have something special, but it's up to you to find out what it is that you have that's special. It's up to you to develop that and make it your best. But one of the greatest barriers that hinders us, I believe, sometimes you can listen to the wrong people, or you can listen to negative people, and they will sway you or try to sway you into getting off on a bad road. They know that you're excited. They know, they can see that you're determined to be successful. And what they want to do is to get you off of that path. They want your time. They want to drop by unexpectedly just to interrupt you from what you're doing. They want to get you off track. They want to hold you up. They want to waste your time. They want to talk about things that mean nothing. They want to talk about things that are very foolish, because the things that they talk about are not going to change the situation. They're not going to advance them or advance you. They're only going to make them bitter and more bitter. And guess what? And if you keep listening to them, you're going to become bitter. And pretty soon, you with those same negative friends, and you're inviting other people to come and put on a pity party. If you notice, there's an expression, misery loves company. Lonely people love to hang around other lonely people. Negative people love to hang around other negative people. People who have bad attitudes like to hang around other people with bad attitudes. People that like to talk about everybody and put down others love to get around other people and do the same thing. And then guess what? When they get through doing all of this, they're sad. They haven't gained anything. They've wasted their time and yours. And guess what? If you keep hanging with them tomorrow, they'll start back doing the same thing. And the next day. You see, you got to realize the people that are doers are on the road to success because they know that their life has a purpose. They have a destination. They're trying to get someplace. But the people that do not have a life, the people who feel that they have no purpose, they waste their time. They squander their time. They exit off, and they get on roads that lead to nowhere. And they go out and get stuck. They lose everything. They lose their hope. They lose their motivation, their desire. And there they are. And some of them end up being out in those places for years and years and years. Some of those people end up in the wilderness a lifetime. Ladies and gentlemen, you that are serious, you that know you have a purpose. You got to choose the right road. You got to get on that road to success because time waits for no man. You can't put back thinking that, hey, I have 100 years to fulfill my purpose to fulfill my dream. You got to live every moment as though it's your last. You gotta define yourself. You should have a defining moment. You should reflect back. Think about what is it that's really important to you. Yes, that's true, folks. There are a lot of people. There are many, many people that have taken the wrong road. And the world's greatest talent, you know where the world's greatest supply of talent lies? They lie in the graveyard. But don't let that be you. Friend, today, I want you to think about this broadcast. Think about who you are and choose that road for success. Well, it looks like we're almost out of time. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to the broadcast today, and I want you to think about the road that you're getting ready to take. Is this the road to success, or is this the road that's going to lead you down a highway to hell? Make that decision. Choose the road to success. Again, folks, this is Mr. Motivator. I want you to remember that success is yours. If you dare to dream and keep thinking big, you will discover your purpose in life. Please tune in next week for another exciting broadcast on the Mr. Motivator Show. I want you to enjoy your weekend, enjoy your family, make the best of every minute. Have a great week. We look forward to seeing you folks the same time, the same place, next week on the Mr. Motivator Show. I'm Mr. Motivator, and you have yourself a beautiful weekend.